Oops by Paul Simon. 21 minutes past six. So with Robin Chipperfield, you heard about Forest's young team that's going to be facing Derby tomorrow. And we also touched on Bury against Notts, a 3 o'clock kickoff for that. So full commentary on both games coming your way tomorrow. You'll also follow Oxford against Mansfield Town, courtesy of the website bbc.co.uk/Nottingham. In the conference, there is an issue for the Stags of four missing points, and Martin Shaw, who's going to be joining David Jackson at the Oxford game tomorrow to help with the commentary, is joining us now from the Stag Supporters Association. Hi, Martin.
Hello, Alan.
Hi there. And you're keen to get back these missing points. Now, before we go any further with your actual campaign, will it make any difference to the Stag season? Robin doesn't think they've got a chance, really, of getting into the playoffs. You know, mid-table is as much as you can hope for. Do you really need these points back?
Well, if you look at the table, we're 11 points behind the final playoff position at the moment. If we were to get the 4 points back, we'd be only 7 points behind, and I think the table would look very, very different. So it could make all the difference. I would agree with Robin that at 11 points behind, with just 15 games to go, it looks a very tall order. But if it was only 7 points behind, could look very different.
And, of course, you do have a good track record under the new manager. We call him new. I mean, he's obviously settled in very, very well, David Holdsworth.
Yeah, he's done fantastically well, hasn't he? I mean, we played 6 games under him now, I think. Four wins and 2 draws, and amazingly conceded just 1 goal in that time. Absolutely incredible, really. The defence looks rock solid. We've got a fantastic new goalkeeper, and things are looking good, really. It would be terrific if we could get the 4 points back, and it would really set up an exciting end to the season.
Just remind us why Mansfield Town lost these 4 points. What did they do wrong?
Yeah, basically, the club was charged with a conference for fielding ineligible players in the first 2 matches of the season, during which 4 points were gained, and so the club had those 4 points deducted. That was right at the beginning of the season, more recently, we've actually seen 3 other clubs, Oxford, Crawley and Bognor Regis, who are in Conference South, all have points deducted for registration errors. And I'm in the Stags Supporters Trust, which is called Stags Fans United. And we got together with the Supporters Trust of Oxford, Crawley and Bognor. We put out a statement in January, which was well covered on the BBC at the time, where we basically called a vote of no confidence in the football conference.
But hang on, can I just interrupt?
Yeah.
The club was charged with fielding an ineligible player. By the terms and conditions, that was the case.
Yeah, but essentially, the system at the football conference is all based on faxes. And the issue with Mansfield was that Mansfield sent a fax to the conference and a fax to the Football Association. And the Football Association received their fax. The conference claimed they never received their fax, and that was the reason that Mansfield got the points deducted. And I think it's clear in 2008, 2009, that it's ridiculous to be relying on fax machines, and to have 4 points deducted for that when there was clearly no intent to gain an unfair advantage seems ridiculous. And perhaps on its own, you would argue that it was purely Mansfield Town's fault. But when you see then 3 other clubs affected in the same season, you know, within a few months, it suddenly becomes clear that actually the conference has to take a large share of the blame here.
Now, do you think the conference will take much notice of a petition? Because any football fan is always going to want more points for their club. So somebody signing up and saying, yes, I'd like the 4 points back for Mansfield Town. In a sense, doesn't carry a lot of weight. But what would be interesting if clubs just above Mansfield Town's supporters said, yes, we think Mansfield Town have been hard done by, and we're happy to maybe face a spot not in the playoffs by Mansfield Town getting their 4 points back. I suppose what I'm leading to is, have you had much reaction from clubs who haven't had points deducted to your campaign?
It's difficult to say, because actually on the online petition that we set up, most fans don't actually signal their allegiance, so it's difficult to say. But can I just make the point that following the statement which we made in January, the Football Conference actually set up its own internal review board to review their procedures in light of the pressure they'd been receiving from various quarters, including from that statement. So what we decided amongst the 4 supporters' trusts was that we would get together a petition to really show the internal review board that the conference has set up the strength of feeling amongst supporters out there, which is what we did, and we got over 5,000 signatures, 3,500 of them online, and a further 1,500 at the matches involving Oxford and Mansfield on Saturday and Tuesday, respectively. And we handed that over to the conference yesterday in advance of the football conference internal review team actually presenting back to the football conference next Monday. And we think that 5,000 signatures sent a very strong message to the conference internal review team. And we hope that they will really take note of that when they're reporting back to the conference.
So ironic in a way that Oxford are one of the teams that are caught up in all of this, and you face them tomorrow. And what are your thoughts on the game? You'll be joining David Jackson in the commentary box. Is it a game that the Stags can win, or will you be happy to settle for a point?
It's certainly a game that we can win. The way that we've been playing, we don't look like conceded a lot of goals. As I said, we've only conceded one in the last six games. We look rock solid at the back. Oxford are on a fantastic run themselves. They've won 11 of their last 12 games at home and drawn the other games. So they're playing very, very well indeed. I think it'll be a very tight game tomorrow, perhaps just one goal in it either way. I'm confident we can go there and nick a victory. A draw wouldn't be a bad result in the, you know, against a team like Oxford, but I'm confident we can go there and nick a result. It certainly should be an exciting game, hopefully.
People can listen online tomorrow with a 3 o'clock kickoff. David Jackson and Martin Shaw, who you've just been hearing on BBC Radio Nottingham's pre-match, will be providing the commentary. Martin, thanks very much for being with me this evening.
Thanks, Alan.
And we'll listen out for you tomorrow afternoon as the Stags get underway at 3, as does the game Bury against Notts. But remember, Forest against Derby, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon, a match day. That's starting at midday. 28 minutes past 6, and the Spencer Davis Group now with Keep On Running.